North Dakota legislators are preparing for a December special session to deal with redrawing legislative district boundaries. But there will likely be another subject, and that is how to deal with the new COVID relief money coming from the federal government. Legislative leaders had hoped to deal this session with some of the projected $1.3 billion the state will receive from the American Rescue Act. It appears that will not happen. House Majority Leader Chet Pollard of Carrington.
I visited with our fiscal staff, with Alan Knutson up at Legislative Council, and he says, we don't know if we're going to have the guidelines even by the end of the session. So it puts more pressure on what's going to happen for the days coming up with redistricting, because we thought we may have to have a few days for that as well.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson says lawmakers will be able to make decisions on spending that money at that time.
Right now, it looks like we're going to probably have our appropriations committee stay intact during the interim. And they are part of the budget section anyway. It's nothing really major. And that they would work during the interim on these budget issues with the federal dollars, so that when we get to redistricting, we have got a plan and we know what the guidelines are.
House and Senate leaders were hoping to save 10 days for that session, but Pollard says
10 would be great, but I think we'll be lucky if we hold back 7 or 8.
Wardner says he would still like to save as many days as possible for the December session. He says there's an informal target date of April 23rd for adjourning the regular session. The reason the session will be held in December is because the new census data will not be available until the end of September. A redistricting committee is planning to hold a series of hearings around the state before a plan is presented to that special session. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.